You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Jonathan Garcia isn't the only Texan in Pyeongchang this week. The 2018 Winter Olympics will feature several Lone Star State athletes. Here to tell us who to be on the lookout for is David Barron. He's a sports reporter for the Houston Chronicle covering the Olympics. David, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Good day.
So, just heard from speed skater Jonathan Garcia of Houston. What are the odds we could see him on a podium this Olympics?
Not overwhelming. The U.S. team is among the stronger ones in the world, but Jonathan qualified as the second skater in the 500 meters. His best finish, the 1,000, did not qualify on that because the U.S. team is so deep and because the International Olympic Committee sort of cut back the number of spaces available this year to add another a speed skating event called the Mass Start. That's sort of typical of what the IOC does in terms of trying to increase participation from other countries. They'll trim back on some events and then they'll add some more and they'll try to adjust the number of athletes to sort of keep the participation level constant while also increasing the number of athletes, which sort of works against countries such as the U.S.
Another athlete from Houston is Sam McGuffey. He may be more well known for a very Texas sport, football, but he's now an Olympic bobsledder. How'd he get into that?
That happens a lot to former football players. We have two former Texans who've medaled in bobsled, both of whom were former football players. Justin Olsen, who played at Air Force and is from San Antonio. Justin's back at the Olympics, although his participation is a bit up in the air because he had an emergency appendectomy.
I read that. So is he still expected to compete? I guess we just don't know right now.
They were able to do the appendectomy laparoscopically, so I think the hope is that he'll still be able to compete. And then we have Todd Hayes, who was a former player from Del Rio, who played in Canada, who was among the group in 2002 that broke a very long streak for USA bobsled without medals. So both Justin and Sam, and then also Jonathan, are competing in sports where the few sports where Texans actually have done moderately well in the Winter Olympics over the last two decades.
I'm sort of thinking, even if you grow up in Colorado or a place with, you know, mountains and snow, bobsledding might not be the kind of thing that you just grow up, you know, doing down the hill. It's just the sort of thing that if you have the athleticism for, it can translate. Is that a fair enough evaluation?
Well, that's true. Plus, you can't do it by yourself. It's not like shooting baskets in the backyard.
Yeah.
You can't. There's luge, but there's not one person bobsled. McGuffey has said that that bobsled is not unlike playing football. In bobsled, the start is key, and the key is basically hitting the hole. In football, the key is, if we're running back, the key is hitting the hole and finding your way downfield. And bobsled, the key is for all four athletes to hit a 1,000-pound sled at the same time and get it moving and then jump inside. So there's the equivalent of 40-yard speed and 30-yard speed, and there's also the equivalent of explosiveness off the line. So there are a lot of things that translate from football to bobsled. Herschel Walker, the great football player, was briefly a bobsled athlete, so it's not uncommon.
Well, that's going to be one of the sports I'll have to watch with a little more interest this time around. Then, so you also wrote about Caitlin Weaver, an ice dancer who is originally from Houston, but I read her route to the Olympics has been sort of circuitous, you could say.
Somewhat. In pairs skating, pairs dancing, there are more young women skating than there are young men. So the young women tend to have to go where the young men who are available partners are located. In Caitlin's case, she was skating with a young man in Dallas and was able to make it up through the novice ranks of the United States. And then her partner quit to go to college, so she was left looking for a partner. And that led her to Canada and her current partner. And to skate at an international level, she had to become a Canadian citizen.
Oh.
So that's what she did in 2009. They were able to skate. They barely missed the team in 2010. Skated in 2014, finished seventh, and since then have had some success on the international scene and now hope to replicate that in South Korea these next 2 weeks.
So Caitlin actually competing as a Canadian, but are there any other Olympians with Texas ties we should keep an eye on?
You never know. It's a big state. And people may slip through the cracks on us. There is a former University of Houston student who is a bobsled athlete for a team from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is the women's team. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Yes. That's more of a case in which I was saying where the IOC tries to diversify with such things that would not make logical sense sometimes, such as a bobsled team from Nigeria, mm-hmm. but bobsledders from Texas are sort of equally head scratching. So I guess it's sort of the same concept. You try to grow a sport where sometimes there's not a great deal of following for it, in hopes that it will spread, and then the sport will gain a little bit of traction, and then the entire sort of sports industry benefits from that.
Absolutely. Well, David Barron is covering the Olympic action for the Houston Chronicle. David, thanks again for joining us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure.